רש"י says la noscha la tevoscha. Lech lecha, lech lecha la noscha la tevoscha. So what's the word of la noscha? What's the word of la tevoscha? A short mahalach is that you see the Rosh Hashanah telling Avraham Avinu over here. You see from the parasha that there's a chiddush in lech lecha. A yid always has to be a hoylech. Now, this chiyuv, the Rosh Hashanah demands the tviyah of a yid to be a hoylech. He's wherever he's going. Sometimes the yid is taka hoylech. He's hoylech lemala. He's hoylech lemala, mala. He goes mala, mala in Torah and avodas Hashem, and then he feels a certain satisfaction. Shayin, higati le'ezeh shum shlav. Right, I reached the side. Then he can feel that he's relaxing. He's learnt his daf. He's learnt his whatever, and he feels he can start relaxing. Why? Miroiv that he's been holach b'mokan toiva, b'derech toiva. He feels he starts relaxing. On that, the Torah says, no. You've got to carry on always being a holach. That's the beginning of Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael. But Yitzchak Avraham holach v'nasoya. He's a holach v'nasoya. He's a holach v'nasoya. It's like he's constantly, never stops. He's never stopping. There isn't. In other words, there one sign to stop is coming miroiv toiva. And then lehepach, there's another matzav chas v'sham where Yid feels that Rabbi Shalom has taken away his moichin. Yid feels he's in a bad matzav. Yid feels that it's hard for him, and he's in a matzav of chashchus, in a matzav of hester, and he feels like he's stopping. He feels like taki till now he was a hoylech. He feels that now taka stopped. Rabbi Shalom made him stop. And here there's also a hayra. No, a person's got to carry on being a hoylech. Even if this is taken away from you, that's taken away from you, Yid's got to carry on being a hoylech. Less of a hoylech, a slower hoylech, but Yid has to be a hoylech. That's exactly what happened to Avraham Avinu in the beginning of the parasha. First, Rabbi Shalom tells him, he goes to Eretz Yisrael. Kishmak, holich, v'nasoya, he's going towards Eretz Yisrael, he's going towards the Har Abayis, and he goes to Hebron, he goes, and he gets to Har Maria, he's on his way to Har Maria, Gevaltik, that's a halicha, that's Gevaltik. Then, Vayered, and then, Vayirov Boretz means sometimes the Rabbi Shalom takes away the hashpah until there's a Rav of Ruchnis, the Eretz Yisrael went away from him, and he had to go down to Mitzrayim, which is a Mokam Tumah, and there Sora gets taken away, she's the Ezer Kenegda, and Ezer gets taken away, and he's alone in Mitzrayim, in the worst possible place. Rabbi Shalom says, you've got to be a Hoylech there as well, you've got to carry on being a Hoylech. Where am I going? Don't worry, this is all for your good. This is all you'll see the Te'elas, Taka afterwards, Avraham Avinu Ashiras, and eventually you see that everything is good. That's why Yid has to constantly be Hoylech, Bein the Toyiv, Bein the Nus. And therefore, that's the Pshat, La Noscha Latevasa. La Noscha means that's Avraham's Nesina to Eretz Yisrael. That's La Noscha, everything's going well, everything's going Geshmak, it's going, it's moving ahead, and then everything's going Geshmak, don't stop. Fakert, you see the Rav Shalom is giving you a gelegenheit and things are going well. It's fakert. When it's going well, you have to hop around and try to get as much as you can. Right? Just you have to get as much as don't stop because you've done a bit more. When it's going well, when your Kodesh Baruch allows you to be a hoylech, then you've got to fakert, carry on and on and on. If you see that it's easy for you to learn this, so don't stop because you don't spend half the time because you can accomplish so much. You've got to spend double the time. You've got to do as much as you can and carry on being a hoylech. That's la hanoscha. La hanoscha means this when things are going geshmak. And when things are not going well, that corresponds to Avraham Avinu going down to Mitzrayim and there's a hest upon him. That's the bechin of la tevoscha. In the Chanami, it's not la hanoscha. In the Chanami, we don't understand everything that's going on. But we should know that's la tevoscha. That corresponds to Avraham's leich to Eretz Yisrael and Avraham's leich. Even Mishas, you read the Vayered Avraham Mitzrayim. Even Mishas, you read the person's got to know that he has to be a hoylech as well. He can't like stop and say, okay, now I'm not feeling well or whatever, this and that, so I won't daven until I feel better, I can daven with the brain. Skitnish as you daven as you daven as you learn as you learn as I. Each thing's got to be a hoylech. That's connected to the bechina of la hanoscha ul la tevoscha.